Welcome to Community Focus. I'm Cynthia Sosa. Last week, I talked with Reed Alder and Patrick Redbird about the 11th Annual Art Walk and Flute Festival and Good Medicine Invitational Dance Contest that's taking place this weekend in beautiful downtown Medicine Park, Oklahoma. It's a tribute to Doc Tate Nevakoya's legacy. This is part two of my conversation with Reed and Patrick.
We always have a special flute circle the eve of the festival. That will be in Hitching Post Park in Medicine Park, just south of the Park Tavern. There in the wood line, and we'll have speakers and open mic from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. And each day is the same performance schedule. So you can come and enjoy the show both days, Saturday and Sunday, 12th and 13th of October. And this is the third year that they've had dancing involved.
The Good Medicine Invitational Dance Contest. Patrick, that leads us to you. Tell us all about it.
We were just trying to make sure that it was a good forum for everybody to learn about the native dancing. We were just doing it one day, and then next thing you know, they said, let's do it 2 days. We'll have the men on one day, women on the other day. So you have to have a strong voice to sing for these dances because you're hitting a big bass drum.
Right.
So you got to get that beat right. You got to know how to swing it around and how to make these people get up and move.
Right.
And especially for the fancy dance contest, the men's dances, 11:40 to 12:40. If you've never seen a fancy dance contest, they wear two sets of feathers, which we call bustles.
Mm-hmm.
One is on top and one's on the bottom. And I always call it Indian aerobics because they're moving real fast. They're trying to keep with the beat. And the singers are trying to throw them off, really, with the faster beat and then throw in a quick stop.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of times these men already know where that stop's at. And so they're already sitting there and waiting on it. You know, so those are the type of things that we want to bring out to the public to let them know who we are, what we are, what we have in store.
Mm-hmm.
And then with the women's dances, we're going to be doing this year the cloth and buckskin. Now, there are all kinds of powwow dances that are out there.
Right.
But these two are our mainstay of our community here in the southern side. With the women, though, we wanted to stay traditional, and buckskin and cloth are mainstays of this area of who these people are that dance. And the buckskin is the oldest style of dancing on this continent. I think that this is one of ours because of us as Plains Indians. We wanted to go ahead and develop these to show people that Native people are still alive. We're still here. We're
Your culture is still alive and well. Right.
You know, this is everyday stuff for us. Yes. This is everyday things.
Yes.
Some of these dancers, this is their only livelihood.
They'll
go and dance at different places and make money this way. I have taken it over to the Comanches as well, the Comanche Tribal Nation, and they're going to be putting it out. Got several others that are putting out on Facebook, and I know that Reed and all of us are talking about it here on the air. So we got, I think, enough, hopefully, that we'll have a good spattering out there. I've known these guys for quite a number of years that are singing and some of the dancers. We want people to come out, see the culture is still alive and still well. Mm-hmm. We just have so many different attributes out there that a lot of people don't understand that. I mean, even I was talking with you about Northern and Southern singing, you know, or and even the dances that go
the
with
different
that.
Different aspects of the
And a lot of times, I read one to where we were opening up a book about music.
Mm-hmm.
And I went over to the Native area and they said, oh, no new Native stuff has ever come out since, you know, so way back when. And I'm looking at that going, they're short-sighting themselves.
Yes, yes.
If they would come to the flute festival and see the Native flute being played by so many other people, you know, not just Natives, but other people as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then our artworks as well. We have Native artists that we're going to be in this one as well, which is comes to the fact that I'm going to speak about Joyce Nevakoya.
Mm-hmm.
That is Doc Tate's widow, and she is now going to be coming out with her artwork. I never knew that she was that much of an artist, so that's why I was kind of like, I want to see this.
Yes, absolutely.
And tell Joyce about, you know, all the other parts that we've been with them, especially like Tim. Tim Nevakoya and I, we're in the military together. That's how we got to know each other. After that, seeing each other at arts and crafts, you know, his painting, his craft work. Then he sees me coming around, and he's like, all right, got somebody to talk to.
Yes.
So we laugh and we joke a lot. And we just tell these stories because that's mainly of how Natives get around to being who we are. It's just that we tell these stories and try to include everybody in it. And then that way we can make it available to all people. And that's why I love Reed Alder and this festival, because these guys are just tremendous. They take it in so many different areas. Mm-hmm. Traditional wise, you know, the native flute was just a tool that was used several ways. Like I said, one was for the mourning to help them heal. Right. The other one is about a courting story or a love story. So that's how a lot of people first equated it was with the love story. That's why I wanted to throw in something a little bit different on people and saying this mourning story and how it lifted the heart.
Reed has played for us in the past, and you brought your flute. Right. And so I'm going to turn my mic off and let you play a little bit for us. And
sure.
Let us know what you're going to play.
Yeah, I was just about to say that. This one is my companion song, so I call it Sandy's Song. My companion and I have been together since 91, so that's almost 27, 28 years that we've been together. In fact, we've been together longer than I was single. She was always talking about, well, if you're going to play a flute, make a song for me. This is her song.
Beautiful. Thank you so much.
It seems to take people places. There are so many that come by my arts and crafts stand. Usually what I'll do is, you know, we're telling stories and things. I'll play my flute.
Well, this is so exciting. Again, the 11th Annual Art Walk Flute Festival and the Good Medicine Invitational Dance Contest all taking place Saturday and Sunday, October 12th and 13th, out in beautiful Medicine Park, the Flute Circle, October 11th. Where can people go for more information?
There's a Art Walk site and the Medicine Park Annual Flute Festival site on Facebook. And then you can always go to medicinepark.com. That's all one word, medicinepark.com, and click on their events schedule. Mm-hmm. And pull the calendar up and click on the weekend, and you'll see all the information there as well.
Awesome. We have talked about a lot, and I always enjoy when you come over, Reed, to talk about the Flute Festival. And it's been a pleasure meeting you, Patrick, and this wonderful festival coming up October 12th and 13th with the Flute Circle on October 11th. Everyone's invited. Thank you both so much for coming over and chatting with us about this.
Blessings be upon you.